Dave with us on Tuesdays right here at this slot. And Dave, I was just thinking, I know there's some recruiting news we'll get to. It just seems quiet at Florida. Is that just me because I'm in the 615, or is it just kind of not real boisterous right now?
I think you could say that. Napier made that splash on the early signing day by getting, you know, those DBs, those highly rated DBs, Devin Moore, and led by that charge that morning, Kamari Wilson, and then also linebacker Shamar James. But then we just kind of had to wait with all these visits happening. And also, Bill, was it the splash hire? If we go back, was it the Lincoln Riley? It wasn't the Brian Kelly. Billy Napier, who was highly regarded as a hire, top group of five hire out there for sure. And that probably plays into it a bit, too, with all the splash hires that were made around college football, that, this one's probably going to continue to fly under the radar till, maybe now National Signing Day, and also till we see some results on the field and stuff like that. But, Bill, really, besides recruiting and transfer portal news, it's for the most part quiet. Yeah, you're right.
What's the latest on recruiting?
Bill, a trio of three-star recruits, and probably about the last cluster of those before we get into this last visit weekend and going into signing day. Of course, Billy Napier has to fill some roster holes in this class, but not necessarily roster hole. I guess it could turn into one, but at the quarterback position, which we discussed that, what Florida has there. What about five guys probably vying for the job right now before anybody transfers? I expect them to transfer, but Florida does bring in a three-star, Max Brown, from the state of Oklahoma. He was committed to Jim McElwain, Florida's former coach there at Central Michigan. Bill, his numbers now, I tell you what, his numbers would not scream three-star. 61 touchdowns his senior year, a little over 4,000 all-purpose yards, 41 passing touchdowns, 20 rushing, 71% completion percentage, but doesn't play the best competition there in Oklahoma. Not the biggest arm either, but does make some good decisions, can make some things happen with his legs, keep plays alive there. What you're hoping there, Bill, is if maybe Jim McElwain hits another kind of gold mine as he, somehow him and his staff found Kyle Trask, and we all found out what that to be. So maybe there's the hope that turns into something like that. But of course, that's kind of a big stretch to say another highly, another three-star quarterback is going to be Kyle Trask. But also, Florida brings in a huge body that was committed, tied in, that was committed to Billy Napier at Louisiana before, 6'5", 250-pound tight end, Hayden Hansen. Bill, if you look at his highlights, he lines up out wide, will catch some screen passes as a tight end, just run and bowl over people for a long gain or a touchdown, but also can line up on the end line and block. He'll be mainly probably used as a blocking tight end for Florida with some catches in the red zone, getting behind some linebackers and there, but you have to love that size, 6'5", 250, and the athleticism he can bring to the table as well. And then, Bill, I have to hope that I'm pronouncing Andrew Savaneo, right? Polynesian kid. He committed. He will be an edge rusher for the Gators. As I said, another three-star there for Florida along the defensive front, where Florida does need some help. They're short some numbers there at defensive end with some recent transfers. This past offseason, you still got Brenton Cox there coming back this year. Chris Bogle was the guy who decided to leave. Lloyd Summerall was in the portal but decided to come back. You have some young guys there that can step in as well. So Florida needs to fill some numbers there. So just over the last couple of days, Bill, just a trio of three stars before you get to the big names that you hope to finish signing day with next week. The big news of number one linebacker Harold Perkins decommitting from Texas A&M yesterday. Florida is squarely in the running for that one. Florida's in really good shape for that one right now, but it's going to come down to the wire. LSU, Texas, maybe even Jackson State and Deion Sanders there in the background before it's all said and done. So, Bill, that one's going to come all the way down the side of the day to see where that one ends up. And then Jacoby Matthews, one of the top safeties in the country. LSU, Texas A&M, Florida battle. Visited Florida this past week. Couldn't have said enough good things about Florida. Then put themselves in there. So, Bill, after these, probably filling some rosters, three stars. National Signing Day is going to end up with the big names for the Gators and see if Billy Napier can make another splash like he did on early signing day.
It's late January, so a long way to go. But let's just assume Anthony Richardson is the quarterback when they line it up. What's the strength of this team?
Bill, I might say at that point, probably some balance on offense with who Florida has brought in. Osiris Torrance up front on the offensive line and really needing to bolster that offensive line to maybe bring that style of play that we saw from Billy Napier at Louisiana of wanting to run the ball, wanting to power run the ball. But you also maybe had to fall into that a little bit because I'm not sure you had a quarterback that could consistently stretch the field, consistently make plays. And if Anthony Richardson is anything like we saw his ceiling last year, if he can be that on a consistent basis, then I think that brings a lot of balance to the Florida offense. It won't be the run-heavy – it could be a run-heavy approach like it was last year, but when that wasn't working, you saw the Florida offense not necessarily work. I think if that was to happen, then you have a quarterback like Anthony Richardson that hopefully at his best would be able to, okay, well, the run game's not working. It's not there today. Let's open it up with the passing game. So I think probably a better sense of balance, Bill, if Anthony Richardson's the quarterback, you don't have to fall into a quarterback that can't get the job done, that doesn't anticipate, that those bad balls, those interceptions. Bill, I think, at least for offense, that's probably where I'd go with what Billy has brought over from Louisiana and getting that run game going. I still think it's going to start there. I do think that's just going to be his style of play to bring in and start Florida football with. But also with a quarterback like Anthony Richardson that can be explosive, then I think he can keep this Gator offense pretty balanced.
If somebody forced you to bet, this is way off the beaten path here, Gator Dave, once we get to the cocktail party next year, Georgia-Florida game, Jacksonville, is Stetson Bennett the QB that Florida plays against?
Ooh, man. Last 2 years, I guess we better take that bet, Bill. He'll be the quarterback in Jacksonville when these teams line up. I mean, I know it's hard to fathom again, I guess. Well, I mean, there's two ways to it, of course. I mean, it's not hard to fathom because, look, I mean, he just won a national championship with Georgia, but also just because of who they have behind him. If there's no injuries like there was with JT Daniels, then do one of the younger five-star quarterbacks that are sitting behind him, do they force the issue and take over? Or is Kirby Smart and that Todd Monken, that offensive staff, still feel comfortable with Stetson Bennett leading the charge? And we'll see. You know, that game now will be toward the end of October, and what Georgia's record is at that time may factor into it as well. But more than likely, still a game that if things are going right for Florida, will come down to the winner of that game and going a long way to go to Atlanta. But Bill, I mean, right now, Georgia's schedule is not overly difficult SEC-wise comparatively to, say, somebody like Florida who has Kentucky, Tennessee, before that, Texas A&M, LSU as well to throw into that mix on Florida's schedule. So, I'll say Stetson Bennett's the quarterback in Jacksonville.
You know what's interesting? If you go back and look at the early articles last season, beginning of the season, here's one. Because even when JT Daniels got hurt and it was an oblique strain, nobody would say Stetson Bennett's the quarterback. Here is one I just randomly, this is September the 10th, during the early part of the season. JT Daniels' oblique strain will not play in the Georgia home opener versus UAB. Redshirt freshman Carson Beck, likely the starter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know how many people remember that, but nobody reported that Stetson Bennett would be the guy to trot out, as far as I recall.
No, I even think going into fall camp last year, I don't even think he was second or third on the depth chart.
No.
I think now toward the beginning of the season, as you said, that would have been the first game after Clemson. Of course, they probably wanted to roll with some experience there. I think Carson Beck did play a bit, but you're right. But I think Stetson ended up getting that start there for Georgia. But I mean, it is an interesting dynamic. And one reason Georgia can do it is because they've got 4 stars and 5 stars on their field to surround him with. And we'll see what happens with the run game and if that changes for Georgia with who they lose there. Of course, with Zeus moving on. And then, but Bill, it's also that defense. What is that defense going to do? They're always going to have a good defense. There's no question about it. They're always going to have a good defense, but it's not going to be, you're doing a lot of disservice if you're going to sit here and say they can replicate what they just did this past year on defense. So, and that's not a discredit to what they have coming up. But, I think that defense takes a step back as well. But as I said, schedule plays a little bit too, so they can warm up that defense again and get it in prime shape for another mid-late season run. But if the defense, does falter a bit, the run game, pass game's not there, then maybe that forces them to make a switch to a younger quarterback. But with the talent that they can surround Stetson Bennett with, I won't be surprised anymore. I mean, the only surprise I have left is if he could beat Alabama, if he could beat Bryce Young, and they did that in the national championship game.
Gator Dave, tell everybody how they can get your content, your podcast.
Yeah, everybody can get it on your every major podcast platform out there, Gators Breakdown on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, MoosterJacks.com/Gators Breakdown. All the avenues out there, Bill. A jam-packed, loaded episode yesterday, really late last night with all these commits for the Gators, transfer portal news, and Florida finishing their 10 on-field staff.
See you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Gator Dave checks in with us every Tuesday. Always good. Carson Beck's from Jacksonville. If